So we're beginning a five-week sermon series on prayer, and we are looking today at the power and the purpose of prayer. We'll look, as we go throughout the series, we'll look at the persistence of prayer, the power of intercessory prayer, praying for other people. We'll talk about listening for God, and we'll even talk about some prayers that might be kind of dangerous, like, "Hi God, what do you want me to do?" Dangerous prayer, promise you it is. But today we want to talk about the power and the purpose of prayer. And I want you to know that I know the power of prayer. I've seen it. I've experienced it. The power of prayer is real. But I had a friend that was going through a really rough time, and things were just lousy for him. And there was nothing I could do about it. There was nothing I could do to fix it. There was nothing I could do to make it better. There was nothing I could do to make it stop. All I could do was pray. And I did. Prayed every day, every night for them. And then he turned around and he asked me to do something for him, some physical task. And I said, "Yes, I would love to do that. I am so excited to do that. I'm so glad I can do something else besides just pray." Yep, your pastor said that. And that's in part because of who I am. I mean, I'm a physical person. I'm a doer. I'm a fixer. I like to do those things. But I did say that. Brothers and sisters, praying is doing something. Despite the words of your pastor and talking to his friend, prayer is doing something. I know prayer is powerful. When you are praying for someone else, you are doing a very powerful thing. And I have confessed to you that I am guilty of selling it short, in part because that's just the way I'm wired. Jesus had a fair amount to say about prayer, but I also want you to note, as you read scriptures throughout the week, throughout the days, Jesus also did a lot of praying. We read in scripture that he is often going off to pray. Now, remember, we believe that Jesus is fully human and fully divine. If the God of the universe needs to go off to pray, perhaps that's something we should do as well. So the text that we are reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew. It's the 6th chapter. It's just smack dab in the middle of his largest teaching. It's just smack dab in the middle of his largest teaching pronouncement in the Gospel of Matthew, right in the middle of the Sermon of the Mount. So it's chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. So hear these words. "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who..." Pray then in this way: "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is the word of God for the people of God. So I wonder why they left that last verse out of the Lord's Prayer. Why is that not in what we say when we recite together? For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Our forgiveness seems to be based upon our forgiving others. But that's a sermon for another day. We're talking today about prayer. Jesus starts this section off on prayer by describing to us how not to pray. Now, I have to say, I can't really speak for Leanne or Bobby, but this particular text always makes me really nervous because you all pay me to stand up here and pray. And Jesus is saying, do not be like those hypocrites that stand up and pray in the synagogue. And I got to admit to you, when I pray, I want pretty prayers. I want prayers that sound good. I want prayers that you will like hear and say, oh, good job, Mike. But Jesus is telling us, be like the hypocrites that are praying to be seen praying. The implications are that others see them praying and are believed to be righteous because they are praying. So Jesus tells us to pray with the right heart. He's saying if you are praying to be admired by others, you have missed the boat. You've already gotten your reward by what they have said about you and your prayer or your praying. But rather, Jesus says to us to go into your room and pray to your God in secret who sees in secret. Now, I have to tell you, that translation of that has always kind of tripped me up, the whole secret thing. It's really a better understanding is hidden. Pray to your God who is hidden, who can't be seen, and your God will hear all and know all that is unseen, all that is hidden. And so Jesus is telling us that prayer is between you and God. And that it needs to happen strictly between you and God, not for others to see or others to hear or others to celebrate. And then in this text, just to stick it to those of us who pray in public, Jesus goes on to say, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, thinking that they will be heard due to their many words. There was a time in the early 18th century in which the length of your prayer meant more devotion. The longer your prayer, the better the magic phrase that we have to say. He is encouraging us just to pray to God, pray to Jesus as a relationship with one another. And I will admit to you, I often pray at night in my bed and I fall asleep in mid-prayer. I mean, I might be praying for one of you in the hospital and go, and guess what? It's not like a phone call where you have to hang up by saying amen. You can fall asleep with God on your mind. And I promise he's not angry about it. I find it really comforting that as I'm praying, when I fall off to sleep, it's kind of like falling asleep in your dad's lap or something for me. Prayers go up and blessings come down. Sometimes we treat God as if he's some kind of a divine slot machine, that if we say the right words, we're going to get the right results. Prayers do go up and blessings do come down. But not always in the ways that we ask, not always in the ways that we want. But you can know this, every prayer you pray, no matter how pretty or long or short it is heard by the God of the universe. That's an amazing privilege, y'all. That you can talk directly to the creator of the universe and that he will hear you. And we'll talk about this later in the series, but if you view prayer as a one-way conversation, you got it wrong. Back, I promise. Might not be an audible voice. Sometimes it's in your heart, sometimes it feels like it's in your head, but God will talk with you as you talk with him. In our text, Jesus gives us a great way to pray. He tells us that we should start our prayers by praising God. By giving thanks for what God has given us, what God has done in our life, recognizing his divinity, his presence, and his power. And then we bring to God our individual or our corporate petitions. We say, oh, I need food. Thank you for the food. I need daily bread, right? And we give gratefulness for the trespasses that we have been forgiven. We're grateful for the things that God has done for us. There's all kinds of prayers or parts of prayers. There's prayers of adoration, prayers of thanksgiving, dedication, intercession, guidance, petition, meditation, and even listening prayers. It's all different kinds of styles of praying. There's a thing called a breath prayer, where you're just sort of like saying the same little bit of scripture over and over and over again. Same little bit of scripture over and over and over again. Then there's this one that's called Lectio Divina, where you literally pray over the scriptures and allow God to reveal things to you. I ran across that I found very inspirational, and I think it's very instructive about how if you're having a difficult time praying, you might try. A man's daughter asked the local pastor to come and pray with her father. When the pastor arrived, he found the man lying in a bed with his head propped up on two pillows and an empty chair beside his bed. The minister assumed that the guy had been informed of his visit. And he says, I guess you were expecting me. The old man said, nope. Who are you? He said, I'm the new associate at your church, the pastor replied. When I saw the empty chair, I figured that you knew I was coming and had set it up for me. The old man said, oh yeah, the chair. Would you mind shutting the door? Puzzled, the pastor shut the door. And he said, I've never told anyone this before. Not even my daughter, said the man. But all my life, I have never known how to pray. At church, I used to hear the pastor talk about prayer, but it always just went right over my head. I gave up. I abandoned any attempt at prayer. Until one day, about 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, Joe, prayer is just a simple matter of having a conversation with Jesus. Here's what I suggest. Sit down on a chair, place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith, see Jesus on the chair. It's not spooky or creepy because he promised he would be with us always. was deeply moved by the story and encouraged, and told the old man to continue on his journey. He was doing well. He prayed with him, and he left, and the pastor went home. Two nights later, the daughter called the pastor and said that her dad had passed away. And the pastor asked, did he seem to die in peace? Yes, she said. When I left the house around 2 o'clock, he called me over to his bedside, told me some stupid dad joke, and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store an hour later, I found him dead. But there was something strange. In fact, beyond strange, kind of weird. Apparently, just before Daddy died, he leaned over and rested his head on a chair that was beside the bed. This, my friends, is the power of prayer. You can unleash it. You have to pray. You have to talk to your God. You have to share with your God, the God of the universe, who hears your every prayer. He wants to hear from you. He wants you to call his name, and he will hear your prayer. We don't always understand how God responds to our prayers, but you know, like you know your own name, that your prayer is heard, and God will do something with that prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to reach out to you in new ways, in ways in which we can connect with you. Turns to praying to you immediately upon seeing a need. Father, we ask that you would be with us, that you would open our eyes to see the ways that we might pray to you. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.